You're listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev, the number one Chevrolet dealer in Canada since 2015, based on Dealer Raider's customer review site. Stop in, say hi right now. 20% off MSRP cash credit on select vehicles. That's Lakewood Chev.
Man who played over 300 games in the NHL, current analyst for the Arizona Coyotes, and Mr. Nash, these are not my words, the words of my co-host. A white Goodman lookalike? Is that accurate?
Oh, here we go. Have you ever heard of a guy that laughs more at his own jokes than Jason's comments? If no one else laughs, at least he's laughing. Oh my god! And he needs some new material. These jokes are like 10 years old.
No, you know what? Like, honestly, Nash, it's good to talk to you. But I saw a picture of you on Instagram. I don't know what you're doing, you and your lovely wife, for summer. But that greasy mustache and your tan, I couldn't stop laughing. I'm like, you look great. But I mean, you look just like that character out of that movie, Dodgeball.
Struds, like, let's be honest. You weren't looking far for that picture because Shona, your wife, had that picture on the nightstand. It's a little motivation for Mrs. Strudlick. Let's be honest. But thank you. The mustache looks good. It takes away from the nose. So that's why I wear it.
Seems like you've really been enjoying your offseason, Tyson, as have the Arizona Coyotes. A couple big moves. Derek Stepan is now in. Antti Raanta is now there. What'd you make of the Coyotes offseason?
Well, I don't think there was a busier team in the National Hockey League than the Coyotes this offseason. I think John Chayka did a wonderful job under the circumstances. I think the big one for me is, Rick Tocchet. I think this is a great move. This is a guy that's hungry. He's been around some of the best teams in the National Hockey League with Pittsburgh. He brings instant credibility with the Stanley Cup himself as a player, too, as a coach. So this is a huge hire for him. And then his two assistants, John McClain and Scott Allen, guys that are teachers of the game. And when you have a young team like the Coyotes have, you need a guy that has the ability to teach these young kids how to play the game. They're eager, they're hungry, and you need those type of players. And then they solve the number one center position, which they haven't had a number one center probably since Damon Lanco, which feels like 100 years ago. So Stefan is going to be that guy. And then the other big signing was Raanta. He's never been a number one goaltender. So he's a hungry guy. He's been behind Lundqvist. He's played behind Crawford as well. So he's learned from some of the best goaltenders in the league. So I'm excited. It's exciting times here in Arizona for sure.
You know, Nash, there was a lot of people maybe questioning, kind of the lack of moves maybe by Arizona and then a big offseason. You mentioned the guys coming in, but also maybe talk a little bit about the people leaving. When we're talking about guys that are mainstays for, it seems like, forever, Shane Doan, Smith, and then obviously the coach and whatever other's title Ed was in Tippett.
Yeah, you know what? It was tough because the Coyotes, they lost some high quality people, no question. Dave Tippett, I learned so much from him myself as a broadcaster, just how he goes about his business, how good he is, and a student of the game, the X's and O's, a motivator, a bench coach. Dave Tippett, he truly did have it all. But unfortunately, when you lose like the Coyotes have ever since going to the Western Conference Finals, you have to make some changes, and change was in order. And I think those moves were not easy, particularly Shane Doan, and everyone knows how that transpired. I think if they could do things differently, they certainly would. But he's going to be 41 years old, or he could be 41 years old. I'm not exactly sure. No question he could still play, but the Coyotes are going in a different direction. And, I think the writing was kind of on the wall for Shane, unfortunately, after spending 21 years here. So it was tough to see him go. He was obviously a teammate of mine and one of my best buddies. So it's hard to see him go. And Mike Smith, love him. But, unfortunately, he makes a boatload of money. He's never been able to stay healthy. And the Coyotes just have not flourished under Mike Smith. I think they were dead last year in goals against. And it starts with your goaltender. And I really love the move for Raanta. He's a hungry guy. He's got youth on his side as well, so I think that was a great pickup.
We're joined by Tyson Ash, former NHLer, current analyst for the Arizona Coyotes. GM John Chaik has been there now for, I believe, just over 2 years or close to 2 years. Clearly starting to look more and more like his team, but at what point, though, do the Coyotes need results from the team that John Chaik is putting together?
Well, yeah, you know, you look at teams around the league, and, you know, I think one of the teams that the Coyotes are really looking to emulate is the Toronto Maple Leafs. They're a team that I think, you know, shocked the hockey world a little bit last year. Nobody could have expected Auston Matthews to have the season, the 40-goal season that he did. All those youngsters, the Marners, the list goes on to do that well and have that much instant success in that market. So I think the Coyotes would be ecstatic if they were on that path. You know, they would love to make the playoffs. I think that might be a stretch this season. Everyone knows that you can't go out, no matter how rich your owner is, you can't go out and buy players. You got to build from within. You got to build from the draft. And, you know, as many as the moves and as good as the moves have been this offseason, it's going to help, but it's still, you know, a few more missing pieces to that puzzle. And they need big efforts from guys like Max Domi, Dvorak, second-year guys that have, you know, kind of wet the whistle last year. They need to come and step up that much more. Oliver Ekman-Larsson, now wearing the captaincy, he needs to step up. They brought in Jarmelson. This is a guy, another guy that I haven't even talked about yet. He brings 3 Stanley Cups to the table. So I thought that was an incredible move for the Coyotes to get him. Just another winner. You can't have enough of those guys in your organization, and he's going to help Oliver that much more, just being that safety net for him.
What about some of the young players? You talked about the guys who are maybe there last year, but what about a guy like Strome? Is there room for him, or is there a possibility he pushes through, Nasher?
Well, I think, Struds, that the fact that they didn't bring back a Verbata and bring back, you know, Shane Doan, I think tells you that they want the young guys to be there. Clayton Keller, a guy that came and played 3 or 4 games last year, they expect big things out of him. Dylan Strome, another year in junior, not sure it helped them, but he definitely has a lot of confidence in that back pocket of his. So they would love to see him to play here this year, but I don't think it hurts kids still, even in today's NHL, to go down to the minors, learn the pro game, and get some confidence at the pro level. So but I think that, you know, that being said, because those older veteran guys were let go and not brought back, I think that leaves a big opening for some of these young kids to come in like a Strome and, you know, see what he can do.
Joined by Tyson Nash, analyst for the Arizona Coyotes. The Coyotes are in the Pacific Division, as are the Edmonton Oilers. So you see a lot of them, Tyson. They just re-signed Leon Draisaitl last week to an 8-year contract worth $8.5 million per season. I know you cover the Coyotes, but your initial thoughts on the Draisaitl deal?
Oh, I love him. I've loved Draisaitl for a long time. This guy is just so ultra talented, and I think these moves they're genius. I mean, that's, as a GM, you have to not necessarily reward players for what they've done, like in the past. I mean, guys never used to get paid until they were 30 years old, until they actually won a couple Stanley Cups and had a huge resume for, you know, 20 goal seasons or whatever. That's not the case anymore. You have to almost have a crystal ball to see what these kids are going to do and what they're capable with the skill level that they have and also the potential. So to lock a guy up like Draisaitl, I think that was a genius move. You know, I kind of compare that to an Oliver Ekman-Larsson who's making, I think, just over $5 million a year for the Coyotes this season. I mean, that's nothing. Guys are making $8, $9, $10 million with his skill level. So that was a genius signing, and that's what GMs, you know, unfortunately, they have to do nowadays.
What about the injury to the young Chychrun? You know, they're kind of quiet about what it was, but, I mean, he could be out for quite a long time. Does that open up a chance or maybe bring someone in for training camp to take that spot?
Well, Strud, I can tell you that if Chychrun had legs like yours, it would probably be career-ending injury. But I mean, just cut it off. I mean, and try to grow a new one. But this guy's built more like me. So he's built from the waist down, no question. He's an animal. This guy, I love him. I could not get enough of this guy. He looks like Dolph Lundgren. I mean, this guy is an absolute animal. So he'll be back. It sucks because, you know, I think the way Rick Tocchet wants to play this year, the way that Chychrun played last year, now coming into a second season with a ton of confidence. He can skate like the wind. He's got great offensive instincts, and that's how. So it's very unfortunate that he's going to have to miss the start of the season, you know, and kind of get behind the eight ball and try to build that all back up, you know, and, you know, after a few months. That's never easy, never fun, never ideal. But if anyone can do it, Chychrun can do it.
I want to talk about a player from Arizona who doesn't play there, though, and that's Austin Matthews. I mean, he had an incredible year last year, 40 goals. You know, really was a force. And you know him from your time living there and working with him growing up a bit. You know, it's the expectations are huge. Now you look at it, you know, there are people who are putting him in the same bracket as a Crosby, as a Malkin, as a Connor McDavid, the young player here. Do you see any reason where he may, you know, I'm not saying drop off the face here, but could he have a bit of a softer year, or is he now, in your mind, in that upper echelon of top centers in the NHL?
Well, I think when you look at guys like Austin Matthews, and I do know him a little bit, you know, I've trained with him in the past, and these guys, you just know them. You know how competitive they are in whatever they're doing, whether it's basketball, whether you're on the golf course or you're playing hockey. I mean, Sidney Crosby is a perfect example that these guys go out and, you know, they'll score 50 goals, but yet some critic will say, oh, he's not very good in the faceoff circle. The next year, he'll be one of the top centermen in the faceoff circle, you know, or he's not a great passer, and then he'll lead the NHL in assists. That's what Austin Matthews has in him. That's the capability. That's what makes these guys superstars. Not only do they have the mindset to do that, they have the skill set to do that. And, you know, yes, he's going to probably struggle at times, and all skill players and all superstars do, but the difference between guys like that and I think us struds when we played is that our downs are never that long, or excuse me, their downs are never that long. They have the ability to claw out of it and get back to the winning ways, get themselves out of those scoring slumps. Frick, I think I played 9 years in the NHL. I had 8 years of slumps. So it was always tough to climb out of those things.
Tyson, I appreciate you giving us some time in the off-season. Get back to your family. We'll chat with you when the season gets closer. Thanks for this.
Sounds good. Thanks, boys.
You're the best.
That's Tyson Nash, analyst for the Arizona Coyotes.